Remember, by design, the human nature is a floater. If you do not learn to lock some divine moments down, it might be difficult to call up any innovativity or originality out of your existence. So scripture says, redeem the time. Pages of books have gone unwritten, just like people upon people have gone unpaged. Your name must be written in the book of life. Anybody that cannot keep a memory may not be able to attain a spirituality, for every good thing can be interpreted as just another good thing. It is easy to forget God's faithfulness if you were not looking forward to it. I have been young, and now I am old. I cannot remember the righteous forsaken. That seems to me like a long list of history kept by somebody noting or taking notes. The amazing thing is this: Jesus died for us all, and I have to look into the characteristics of believers. Somehow we have been able to make something out of someone who is long dead. Oh, isn't he? Your memory is doing a lot to jot on God's memory in eternity. If you confess me amongst men, I will confess you before my Father amongst the angels. The memory of the righteous will be a blessing. Those who forsake their Lord will be forsaken. Those that forget their Lord will be written in dust. To those who want, or to those who won't retain the Lord, I don't think they deserve to accept the Lord, nor his promise of eternal life. The only sort of responsibility of godliness is to let the ignorant know, not to convince the stubborn. There is no way you will be pleased to live eternally with someone who you have not known enough to love him on earth, or vice versa. If God cannot convince you here and now by making a point on your memory, you will not be convinced to put him on your memory enough to expect to see him in light on the other side. A book of remembrance was opened on behalf of those who honored the Lord, or a book of honor was opened on behalf of those who remembered the Lord. How do I get this memory chip? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, teaching us to number our days with records, so as to attain a heart for wisdom or for records. When you have records of God, recent and old, you can play back his goodness and loving kindness, even his judgments, to give you a groove for the future endeavors, a musical background to dance to in hard times. The heart of the wise is a place of mourning, deep thinking, while a fool's heart is a loose heart. It does not hold water, talk less of memories. It parties continuously. The reason I write down is that I want God to be in my book of life, the same way I expect to be in his book of life. Here is a topic, there I will be. Here is imaginary, there I am now. Here is believed to be real, there I am believed to be saved. Our understandings needs to be cleared of each other, our doubts erased, our facts engraven, our motives cleared out, our instructions understood, our hardship communicated. By his stripes I am healed, by my scripts he is understood. When we do not know what to do as Christians, we should start to do things on our Christianity. As far as God is concerned, the righteousness you have was borrowed. The one you will have will be earned. Anyone who does not see this point will run out of a Christian statement. We were saved by grace for grace, saved by his righteousness to carry out righteous acts. God is a current, worldliness is a current, both are powerful, the choice is yours. The reason I write down is not because written things are always deep or always new, but I want to mark my book of the Lord with my testimonies and approvals. Ministries are started on memories. this is not necessarily necessary if you are willing to always keep memories alive in your life by your lifestyle. Once I have spoken, twice I have been heard. You could have heard him better, spoken of him better, if you waited to hear what you heard once, twice. The righteous waits for God to be God. The wise try to work things out. The simple are unexpecting and unprotected. The fool says there is no point pondering. The rebellious stumble along the way. The world quakes at these facts. Righteousness allows God to live in our world in credit. Our righteousness will allow us to live in his new world by credibility. God made us his righteousness to afford him welcome on earth. God expects us to be righteous to afford us his welcome in heaven. God is indifferent about so many things going on in our world today. He only hearkens to the righteous to see that they are not forsaken, just as he promised them. Amen.